shows that there is some common sense out there. It's something we've fought for a long time, and it's very rewarding to have a national review come out in favour of our argument.
What particular points in there are the ones that the Alliance has been focusing on and fighting for?
It's mainly the removal of the zones, which is something we've always argued against. And the number one thing was the removal of quarantines and trace forward and trace backs of infected BJD cattle. So that was a big thing, the quarantining, which is what did a lot of damage to our members.
Mm. Why are those points so important?
Well, they're very important to anyone to be allowed to trade freely in the marketplace. I mean, it was so unjust to quarantine a handful of people when most people had never even been tested, had their herds tested for the disease. I mean, it was ridiculous.
And what is it like for those people that did face quarantines and did lose business? You know, that feeling of injustice that you mentioned, is that forefront at the moment?
I think there is a bit of that, but there's also relief that it's not going to happen to them again, and it won't happen to future generations. That's the main thing. We're not fighting for yesterday, we're fighting for tomorrow.
Mm, certainly. And what about compensation? I know that you've been fighting for that for some time now.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of yesterday in that. There was about $4.5 million paid out over the time, but to a maximum of $200,000 to producer. But you've got to remember, we had producers that lost $5 million that received $200,000. When it began, there was a limit of $10,000, so we feel we've done fairly well, like getting it from $10,000 to $200,000, but it's still a long way short of what it should be.
What should it be, Wallace?
It should be full compensation. You know, you can't quarantine 100 or 200 properties within a state for the greater good of 19,000 producers and not compensate them. I mean, it's un-Australian. We still would like to see some compensation paid to people that have been affected. And we think that the only way to do that is to get a biosecurity fund up and running, which they've been trying to work on for the last few years, but they don't seem to be making much progress.
You've been in the room for these meetings that have led to the latest review. Has there been any discussion about the biosecurity fund?
There has been, and Bim Struss, AgForce cattle president, has given us an assurance at the last state meeting that AgForce would pursue the biosecurity fund. So I hope he can do that.
Is the battle over?
No, battle's not over. There's still a Queensland review is still in process, and we have to fine-tune it. Hopefully that Leanne Donaldson, our new Ag Minister, will follow through and implement the review recommendations. We would hope. She would have no reason not to. And then that might put it to an end.